Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. Got to feel the beat. When that beat drops, Landfill, go from fist pumping to hip thrusting. What's your favorite spot to be at the club, Landfill? You like up front, in the back? Where do you like to chill?
Oh, you know, I'm all about the clubs, the front, the back. Any area in the club, that's what I'm all about. Everyone knows that about me.
You know what happens when that song comes on? Heels get higher, lights get darker, skirts get shorter. Everybody orders a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull. Jeff, where do you like to set up in the club? When you're not DJing, when you're just at the club.
Oh, when I'm not DJing, I'm either in the section or I'm hosting. I don't usually go out to the club unless I have something to do with the party.
Oh, really? Only if you're getting paid?
Yeah, man. I don't really like spending money at the club. I'd rather be outside fishing or something.
Well, I get it. I mean, you're also used to getting paid for it. So I can wrap my head around that. We're going to hear from Ron Rivera shortly here. I believe they should be going in just a minute. Ron Rivera opened up practice with another statement today. This is pretty bizarre. They've had another retirement on the Commanders. Rookie linebacker Trey Walker is walking away from football. I want to say Trey Walker was from Georgia. I may be wrong. I know that. Let me get my roster out of my pocket. Practice is letting up, so they should be streaming Ron Rivera at any moment here, Landfill, if you want to look for it. But this is kind of breaking news here. Trey Walker, rookie, undrafted. Oh, this is the Idaho kid. Okay, I got to mix up. Dejon Harris is who I was thinking of. But Trey Walker, undrafted rookie linebacker, retired from football. Let's hear from Commanders head coach Ron Rivera.
I don't enjoy anything about them. I mean, to me, it's all about the coaching aspect. I really don't. I mean, because, you know, it's one of those things where, again, we don't game plan for each other. And so it doesn't matter what you do or how you do it is the thing that you really care about. You know, are we doing it right? Are we blocking the right people? Are we filling the gaps the way we're supposed to? That's really more so the better part for us is the instructional. Are we learning? Are we getting better?
I think I meant too, because it's also a little bit more physical in there too.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and you always worry about that because, you know, that gets amped up, that gets hyped up. You know, the hard part today we were down at the tight end position. Our you know, for the most part, you know, those guys with some nicks and stuff like that, and Cole came up with a hamstring. Samus came up with a hamstring today as well. So, you know, the guys that you normally would have in there weren't in there.
William did something, Jackson. He had an ice pack.
Yeah, well, if he had an ice pack, then he probably had a hamstring.
And not about a time, but with Chase Young, when he's right, what does he give this defense, and what does he mean to this defense?
Well, he brings some energy. He's an energetic guy. He plays fast. He plays hard, and I think that also, you know, helps his teammates.
With Jahan, how much do you want to see Terry kind of take a mentorship role? I know he kind of serves as a captain for everyone, but maybe, you know, since they are so close together or anything like that.
Well, as far as Jahan's concerned, I just want him to go out and be who he is. You know, there's no expectations on him as far as that type of stuff is concerned. I mean, what you want him to do is go out, learn, grow, and develop, and let those things happen naturally. Let them happen organically. And you know, so we're not going to try and force anything on him. You know, whatever he adapts to and how he assimilates, you know, that'll be him.
How's Cornelius Lucas coming along? Do you haven't seen him in a minute?
He's coming along well. I think Drew has really come along nicely. You know, he's you know, having Jim Hostler, you know, our offensive senior assistant around has been really good for Drew. You know, Coach Haas has got a tremendous amount of experience, especially in this league, and he's really helped Drew a lot. But when you watch Drew take command, take charge, you see him being proactive with a lot of things, and he really has done a nice job in terms of the growth of not just himself but his unit, his guys. And it's a thing that he has a good relationship with those guys. He works very easily with them. You know, and I think the future is very bright for a young man like him.
Anything else?
It's got to be cool, like, throw at the others.
All right. Like, wait,
thank you. Cool. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Coach.
Well, Coach, I'm excited to see my great
player. Maybe, but I just need to talk to someone.
And where does this stuff go again, Hawks Haven?
That was Ron Rivera. Live from Commander's practice, his post game.
Tough day for the offense today. I don't know that it's that big of a surprise that Ron wasn't thrilled there. The Trey Walker thing is bizarre. Sorry, Jeff, I interrupted you there, but it just not a great day. If you want some good news, though, Ron Rivera said rookie tight end Cole Turner had a hamstring issue, not a knee. But then Ron said that Samus Reyes tweaked his hamstring as well. So a lot of moving parts out here. If you're going to the FedEx Field practice tomorrow night and you're able to play tight end, you might be able to get on the field because you got – I mean, seriously, there's no Logan. Have you guys even – Jeff, you're a big Commanders fan. Have you even heard of Curtis Hodges?
Only when – only looked at his highlights and things when we actually – because he was the UDFA, right, when they put the list out. Yeah.
He's a big guy.
If I'm not mistaken, he's from Nevada, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Well, if you remember, everybody made a big deal when Scott Turner was spotted at the Nevada Pro Day, and everybody assumed it was the scout that the kid that I don't even think ended up getting drafted in Carson Strong, the quarterback. I think it's pretty clear now that Scott was actually up there looking at Cole Turner.
Yeah, he was at Arizona, my bad. Arizona State for Curtis Hodges.
Yeah. And he's a guy Logan Paulson really likes. This is how it works. He's going to get a big opportunity now because everybody else is down. Armani Rogers will also get some looks now. He's another undrafted kid out of Ohio. Not Ohio State, just regular Ohio. But there's going to be a lot of opportunities. We're going to have a lot of fans walking by now. So it could be a lot of folks saying hi because they had a legit good turnout today. One thing that's funny, there's this Eagles blog called Crossing Broad, which I'm sure that Lamphill just loves. This guy is such a troll for the Eagles. So, obviously, there's the infamous picture that Nicky Jambala posted last week, the first week of training camp, when they were still trying to do this lottery thing that ended up not working. And so, Crossing Broad writes, last week, pretty much nobody showed up for Commanders training camp. Then this morning, Paris put out a tweet, Matt Paris from the Washington Times, with a pretty good crowd. And it was a pretty good crowd. Honestly, the crowds are probably still smaller than they were in Richmond, but at least they're getting better. And this troll writes, now the fans have finally decided to come out and watch that pitiful excuse for a football team. Honestly, if that's the best crowd of camp, it's still pretty sad, isn't it? It looks like the fans do wrap around the corner and continue out of the image, but it's still a relatively unimpressive crowd from what we can see. And this is the only fair part. For some context here, camp is being held in Ashburn, which is northwest of D.C. proper by about 45 minutes. Tickets were free, but you had to sign up via a lottery on the official team website. It's still more accessible than Eagles camp, however, which is limited to one public practice session with a small fee going to charity and regular camp access for season ticket holders and other assorted VIPs. Regardless, if the Eagles were using the RSVP lottery system that Washington has, that system would have been overloaded in 2 seconds and crashed the internet. Fans would flock to Ashburn, D.C., Landover, etc. You could hold Eagles training camp in Hazleton or on the moon and still get a few thousand spectators every single day. Obviously, this dude's a troll. He's just trolling the Commanders fans because he's a Eagles guy. I get all that. But I do wonder if more and more – the Eagles barely have any open practices. I wonder if more and more folks are just going to – more and more of these teams are just going to cut it. Because if you're the Commanders and here's – there's some overhead. Like, for them to have this many parking people, for them to have this many security people, like, I don't know what it is, but anytime you go to a concert or a football game or any game, really, you see that CSC event staff, you got to pay those people. And they've had to probably quadruple the amount of those people here. They got to bring all these porta potties in. I'm watching a porta potty cleanup truck pull in right now. Like, I wonder if by next year they don't say, screw this, we'll have a – and, dude, like, tomorrow night at FedEx Field, say they get a good crowd. I don't know what would constitute a good crowd, but let's say it's 20,000 people. You know what would help them get people at FedEx? If that's the only way. Because the Eagles sell out the Link, I think, when they do their fan event at Lincoln Financial Field during training camp. If you don't make it as accessible and you start limiting this stuff – the access you do provide would be a much bigger deal. I don't know if that's the answer. The answer is win. Win a bunch of games. The reason Eagles fans would pack everything out is because they went to the playoffs last year and people are excited that they could win the division this year. But I don't know what the answer is with this training camp because I don't know. I don't believe this is the answer. Or if you're trying to rebuild your brand and you've got the Commanders and you know, new gear and all this. I think instituting that lottery was a stumble out of the gate. But there's a lot more folks here today. By and large, I think fans enjoyed it. They didn't get to see much offensive firepower, and that's what people want to see. But the defense played well, and I don't know. Ron Rivera was awfully fast, I thought. Did you notice that, Landfill?
It did seem a little bit short there. Maybe he wasn't pleased.
Maybe he wasn't. I don't. I'm curious how Ron feels about this squad right now. I think it's easy to point at the defense having some success, but I don't know that you're seeing defensive success or if you're just kind of seeing offense stumble. I think the offense had taken a couple positive steps, a couple positive days, and then it's kind of gone backwards today. Sure as hell don't want to see the fumbles. I know that much. If there's one thing coaches don't want to see in training camp, it is injuries, but number two on the list is probably turnovers. Because you're not, as much as it's full speed, it's not full speed. And with a guy like Gibson that's had fumbling problems, you sure as hell don't want to see that. And if I had to guess, that's probably some of Ron's frustration today. And then getting another linebacker that retires, I'm curious if they bring somebody else in because that group is getting awfully thin. You've had two linebackers. You've had one guy go down the first day of pads and another dude retire. In the last week, we've had Antonio Gandy-Golden and now Trey Walker and Ryan Kerrigan all retire. We're averaging about what is that, three retirements in 8 days? I don't know that you can keep that pace up and make it through January, Landfill.
That's one retirement every 2.5 days. That's not not encouraging.
That is not encouraging at all. And in the division, they got, you know, plenty to kind of worry about. Maybe the best linebacker in football is Micah Parsons, who's playing for Penn State. You would love if Jamin Davis can play and play well. I don't know that they know that quite yet. I don't know that we know that. One thing I've noticed, and honestly, this isn't a surprise, I don't think, but people are wearing all sorts of gear out here. You still see plenty of the old Redskins gear. You see some Washington football team gear. But of the new, there's a guy walking by me right now with a Clinton Portis jersey on. So you see plenty of gear. This guy's got a Ryan Kerrigan jersey. But of people wearing the new stuff, of people wearing actual Commanders gear, whether, and you can, one thing I've realized, remember that website Cody Betts used to order stuff from, like the Chinese bootleg website?
Yeah, you'd get bootleg jerseys from Ecuador. Just real quick, I want to go back to the retirements. The Commanders are currently on pace for about 15 more retirements before the start of the season.
That would be detrimental to the program.
That would be not
great. I don't think they can sustain another 15 retirements. There's only, hell, if a guy just retired today, it means they only have 89 on the roster right now. A number of them aren't practicing. So if 15 more guys retire, if you had to guess one player that could retire next, who would it be?
I mean, I haven't. That's difficult because it's probably just going to be some, you know, another practice squad guy that you've never heard of who realizes he's about to get cut.
Yeah, there was real excitement about that Walker kid, the Idaho guy, because people are like, well, they need linebackers. Maybe he can actually make the team. Well, not anymore. He retired. And you know what? People are taking their health more serious, and I think there's a lot more fear of brain injury and head trauma. So I'm not knocking anybody for making the decision. But the one thing that's become very obvious to me, and I'm guessing there was a surge when he signed his contract, the top jersey out here for people that are wearing new gear, Terry McLaurin. And it's not really close. Of people wearing actual Commanders gear, it's McLaurin by a wide margin. And if you were going to buy a jersey, I mean, I think that's the only one I would buy.
I could see people getting some Chase Youngs.
Yeah, but he's hurt. Of Washington football team gear, it's Chase Young, for sure. And then McLaurin's probably second of the actual Washington football team gear. But of the Commanders gear, it is Terry. Now, this kid's walking by with a Taylor Heinicke jersey. Do they sell those here, or do you have to get that special ordered? The Heinicke jersey. They were selling it, or you ordered it? Okay. Yeah, he has to order the Heinicke jersey. Which, there was a time there, like after the Tampa game, maybe until Halloween, I bet you could have sold a lot of Heinicke jerseys. Maybe they were selling them. I don't know. But the McLaurin jerseys are certainly for sale. A lot of people keep asking me when the black jerseys are going to come available. I don't know. They don't keep me in the loop on jersey sales.
It seems like they're kind of dropping the ball on that one.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, and dude, I don't know.
They're really channeling their inner Antonio Gibson there.
Just fumbling opportunities.
Yep, giving the ball away.
It seems like Fanatics is like the official partner of the NFL, and they make all the gear, right? And their website is really easy to use. But I've seen enough complaints about Fanatics online that maybe they're just having a tough time with supply chain stuff. I'm looking at two little kids with real Commanders gear, one McLaurin jersey, one Chase Young jersey. Flip side of that is I just saw a dude walk by in a Redskins Landon Collins jersey. So I bet he wishes he spent his money elsewhere. I think getting old school jerseys is probably the safest play now. Just go get a B. Mitch jersey. Go get a Joe Jacoby. Whoever you're into. You want Doug Williams? I guess 17 would be weird because I would want McLaurin at this stage. McLaurin I would buy. If you like John, like if you want to be a D lineman, John Allen's going to be here for a while. I don't know. I don't know that they're selling them, but I don't know that I've seen a single Carson Wentz jersey. I'm going to be on the lookout for that because maybe they're here and I haven't seen them. Here's what we got to do. Mitch Tischler is going to join us in just a minute. Plus, we got Jason Lock at 4 coming up at noon. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Always enjoy getting to talk to Commanders running back J.D. McKissic. How's the Commanders thing? Is it rolling off the tongue for you? You used to it?
Oh, yeah, I'm used to it now, man. I was used to anything. You know, I'm here to represent my organization.
How's practice going? First day of pads, a little warm out here. You enjoying? You got to play when it's hot to play when it's cold, right?
You know, some guys call it real football when you put the pads on. You know, I love OTAs. You know, it doesn't really matter. But, you know, today was kind of emotional for me, you know, to get back on the field and put the pads on and, you know, be in contact again. So, you know, I kind of had my time and, you know, and to really seize the moment, you know, and thank God for being back out here.
Because of the injury?
Right, absolutely.
When did it hit you?
When I was listening to my music, I forgot my song. It was that, you know, that Kanye album and that Sunday, what is it called? It's a gospel album, Sunday something.
Oh, like 2 albums ago?
It's really good. Yeah, it's really good. But it's a original and it's like a Kanye version. But I heard the original today. I got a playlist with all of them together. It kind of hit me, you know, just to, you know, I don't know, it hit me deep. You know, I don't know why, but it's just brought back a memory, you know, of the injury and just the time off. And, you know, people don't realize how blessed we are to be here, so.
Was there a time after the injury, I mean, you start talking neck, you start talking spines, I mean, that gets intense.
Yeah.
Was there a time you weren't sure you'd be back out here?
Nah. God always been on my side. So, you know, it's always, you know, having that positive energy, those positive thoughts, you know, that means everything. A lot of people don't realize how, you know, how much of an impact that is for you and your body and the people around you to be positive. And that's what people, you know, I practice to do that. You know, I practice to be positive, wake up and, you know, move forward with everything.
Speaking of a lot of people not realizing, in the last 2 seasons, there's only 2 running backs that have more catches than you. And both of those guys, Kamara and Eckler, are in kind of exclusive RB1 situations. Mm-hmm. You're sharing time and kind of a role player. What does it mean for you to be in kind of those categories in your production?
It means a lot to me. It means, you know, the offense, these guys in this organization trust me with the ball in my hands. You know, my being available for the QB, me taking advantage of the plays that's drawn for me, and to not be a starter, excuse me, and to be considered with those guys, you know, that's, you know, hats off to me.
Sure. I mean.
And hats off to my quarterback and my OC and the O-line and guys, you know, to not be hats off to you.
Certainly, like your production, frankly, the offensive production when you got hurt last year, it takes a hit. And I think people don't realize how important you are. I'd argue you're the best pass protecting running back also. So you can stay in, pick up those blitzers, and then just kind of sneak out for a catch. Do you feel like maybe your profile changed after that game winning touchdown in Atlanta at all? I mean, the dive and all that?
Oh, heck no. Hopefully people respected me in the year before. You know, to put up 80 catches and in the yardage, and also being able to run the ball on the ground, but that was a great play. You know, that's something that I will remember for the rest of my life. And you know, being in that situation with Atlanta and scoring, and you know, diving in the end zone as a rookie with those guys and diving in the end zone to win the game against those guys was, you know, remarkable. But I hope it did it. You know, I hope guys respected me and you know knew I was a great player. That's how I see myself, you know. I hope that didn't change, because people should realize that I could play the game of football.
How do you feel now? I mean, you're back out hitting today. Mm-hmm. Everything feels good?
Yeah, everything feels good. Like I said, man, it's like a dream come true. Like I said, we always got to be positive during injuries, you know, regardless of what it may be, an ACL or a shoulder injury. You got to be positive. You got when you get a chance to come back out here and make contact after you know, I don't know what week that was when my season was cut, but you know, I missed a lot of games, you know, and to be able to come back out here and, you know, try to pick up where I left off at, you know, I'm a little rusty, but, you know, it's a dream come true. It's a blessing, you know. Hats off to the man above.
Feet look quick. I know that much.
Appreciate it.
I saw you wearing the Q collar. Yeah. Is that what they call that?
Yeah, a Q collar.
What is that? Why did you choose?
So when it comes to the game of football, it's a brutal game.
Sure.
It's a brutal game, and it's all about protecting yourself. It's all about taking care of your body. It's all about recovering after the hard work days. And whatever we could do to get that edge to be in the best position after football, I think we all should. And that's what I think the Q collar is doing for me.
Gotcha. Let's talk about some of the new players out here. Mm-hmm. Start with the quarterback. What do you think of playing with Carson?
When speaking on a new guy on the team who's really going to, you know, help change this organization around, I always got to give credit to Heinicke. You know, Heinicke, those guys who were before him did a great job. I think Heinicke did everything he could to help us be a better ball club. And, you know, just to piggyback on that with Wentz. Wentz is a great player. Like I said, he's, what, 6'5", 6'6". Yeah, he's a big guy. He experienced. You know, he was once an MVP candidate coming out. Got a Super Bowl ring. Arm strength is remarkable. Like I said, you know, he could see over the line of scrimmage very easily, make those dump downs to the backs. You know, so that's a plus in our, you know, from a running back perspective. So I'm excited to have him.
You got two rookies on the offense, Jahan Dotson. What do you think of wide receiver?
He's a well-developed player. He came in pretty developed. Penn State did a great job with him. He plays big. He can make the tough catches. He can get open. And he can run.
What about Brian Robinson?
Oh, as you can see him, he just wants the contact. He aims in. He's going to be a great back. He just got to keep doing what he's doing. Like I said, he come from a great school, and he's developing. He used to tote in the football, and that's what we got him here for, to run the football with AG, and we expect some great things out of him as well. He's been picking up the offense pretty well, and he just loved the game of football.
Being from Alabama, did you root for Bama or Auburn or a different school, or how does that work?
I'm just playing. So going to Arkansas State, I got a chance to play with Gus. But I'm skipping things.
Before that, Zion was there when you were there?
Yeah, he was at Arkansas State. But before that, I always been a Cam Newton fan. Okay. So I'm a Julio fan.
All right.
Julio, one of my favorite players to be in the league right now. Cam Newton was one of my favorite players in high school. I think that guy is amazing. He don't get enough credit. But so I was an Auburn and Bama fan. So whoever made it, whoever, you know, if it came to both teams being undefeated, I wouldn't root for neither. But I really wanted Cam Newton to.
You just pick for whoever's better that year.
I was rooting for Auburn because of what Cam Newton was going through.
Sure.
He was going through something nobody ever really went through, and the way he was just persevering.
I remember the first time I saw Cam Newton. It was a early season, one of those Thursday night games.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn's playing. And I was like, oh my God, who's this linebacker playing quarterback? Yeah, he's so much bigger than him. Yeah, and it was astounding.
Super skilled, too. Yeah. So I was rooting for Auburn. And Mark Ingram, I liked the way he used to hop up and hit the bah, 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 bah. So I was a fan of both teams.
I don't think you're allowed to be fans of both of them, man.
No. But I was really a Troy University fan because my brother was at Troy also.
My boy's coaching special teams down there now.
Yeah. So my brother was playing for Troy, so I always wanted to go to Troy. You know, I never really growing up where I came from, we never really had our eyes on the big schools really, because we didn't know anyone that played for those teams. So when I got a chance to go on the Troy University campus and watch my brother play, I fell in love with it.
There's a lot of good football in that Sun Belt, man.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And now it's huge. I mean, they're up here all the way to Texas.
Right. They're doing big. When I was at Arkansas State though, we really didn't hear about other teams in the Sun Belt though. Yeah. We was really spanking people. Nowadays, you know, everybody's doing well, but when I was there,
a lot of up-tempo offense.
It was easy.
I root for App State, so that, I don't know.
It was easy work.
Yeah,
they were easy when I was there. They beat us one time. I didn't play, but it ain't nothing. So I ain't saying I'm the greatest, but I just know my team was. Nobody could mess with us in the summer.
I love that you're finally opening up because your reputation is as one of the biggest talkers on the team, and I just had to get you to Arkansas State to finally get it going.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite to jaw with on the defense?
I really don't get into much of that no more. For real though, I really don't like to really do. I like to just keep my head down, put the work in, man. I don't really, cause you remember last year, years before, I used to argue with Chase and Tez. I really just, I'm here to work right now. You know, I want this team to be different, you know, from the last 2 years. I want everybody to have that mindset. You know, we just here to work, you know, put the hard cap on and we take it off and then we go joke around. When we on the field, let's get out there.
You feel like everybody has that mindset?
Yeah, absolutely.
You feel like this could be a different season for the Commanders?
Every year going into it, you want to feel that way. I think we made a lot of moves. We got a lot of guys in new positions. Well, we got a lot of new guys in positions that we needed to, you know, put them in. And we're looking forward to seeing how great we could be. You know, I'm not going to put a, you know, we don't win all our games. We may lose two games. We're not going to do it. We'll see when we get there. But right now, we're working. We're on the right track.
Thank you for the time, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Our boy Craig Hoffman stopping by the truck. Hoff will be on 980 at 3 o'clock. Mitch Tischler's here. Hello, big man. How do you do?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I'm good, man. So we're up against a break here, but give a brief synopsis of the full practice. I watched the first hour and change, and then they go another, you know, 40 minutes or so. Not a banner day, I think is a fair way to say it. And the offense had made some steps forward for a few days there.
Yeah, not a banner day for the offense. Today was the first day that coaches allowed tackling to the ground. So you got a little bit better feel for some of these run plays and short passes, how they would actually play out, as opposed to the past couple of days in pads when the players would kind of tag up, run up to the player, tag him, they'd be down. They're not doing full hitting. So you saw a couple guys make some big plays. Antonio Gibson had a touchdown on the ground and also one in the air. But then you also had the other side of Antonio Gibson where he fumbled the ball right at the goal line that would have been returned. It was a D lineman that picked it up. It was Casey Tuhill.
Fat guy touchdown?
He would have been going 99 the other way, so maybe not. But he had a pretty big head start on anyone that would have caught up to him. So it was an up and down day. I think the first team offense again struggled. It's going to be a slog.
It's going to be a slog. Those are the words you want to hear on August 5th. The tight end situation I want to talk about. The linebacker situation I want to talk about. Got to talk to the big man about the big men. The offensive line. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Mitch Tischler, NBC Sports Washington, joins us next. Got a Vodka Red Bull Friday banger right here. Get the Scotties out. Pour it for everybody. Mitch, you want sugar-free Red Bull or regular Red Bull?
Give me the regular Red Bull. If we're doing...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Vodka Red Bulls with some Scotties. I'm ready to go.
Get the Scotties out. Get the ice. I got the special crushed ice. About to line them up. Line them up. Scotties Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. Fans are leaving the facility here, coming by the tent. I legit turn that S up, Landfill. Yeah. I have the best news of the day. The best news you're going to hear today. I almost want to wait for him to get to his car, but I don't know that he'll put us right on, so I'm not going to wait. The best news, and I need everybody to tweet this, at Rick Doc Walker, all right? The DOC just walked by, and he said, boys, today felt like football. Doc said he gave today a big thumbs up, and that what he liked, it's the first time in a while we've seen guys getting tackled to the ground. I mean, there was real tackling, real hitting. The defense looked good. I like 98. I like Fedarian Mathis. Deron Payne is having a really good camp. He's been tough. Montez Sweat is all over the place. Worth pointing out, with Sweat and Payne, they're both sort of in contract years. So people like to produce when they know people are watching. How about that, though? Thumbs up from the doctor.
Absolutely. The great thing about Sweat today was you saw both sides of him. He's obviously a trash talker. I'm sure you guys have talked about it. We've seen it. There was one play today where he chased Carson out of the pocket. It was right over towards the fans, and you could hear him yelling, throw it away, Carson, throw it away, throw it away, throw it away, kind of, you know, talking his trash. And then half hour, hour later, he was over there with Sam Cosmi, the right tackle, and you could see they were talking about kind of hand placement and body position and kind of doing a little bit of that coaching thing that you love to see from star players to kind of elevate the other side of the ball. And you know that that's the kind of thing that Ron Rivera loves.
For sure. I think good physicality today at practice. And I think fans will get caught up in maybe the offense not performing at a high level. And especially down the goal line, the defense shut them down. We shut them down. They shut them down. And I think you saw that. There's also a lot of backups playing on that O-line. I want to get into some O-line specifics with you, Mitch, but I do think there's a legit chance for all the excitement and hype about the defensive line. They do seem to be playing as
a nasty
unit.
Streak.
Well, as a unit more. And this is not at all a slight on Matt Ioannidis, but Ioannidis was a pass rusher. And, you know, I think it's all kind of been reported now. Didn't have the best relationship with the D-line coach, all these things that I think now, you know, you've got folks kind of focused on what did they say when they first got here that got everybody all steamed up? Attack the quarterback and stop the run on your
right,
way. Or
on
whatever.
The way to the quarterback.
Yeah, and I think you're seeing some of that. So
and certainly it wasn't all Matt Ioannidis, and I know that you're not making that point, but there was a lot of individual pass rushing that happened last year, and we certainly saw it and talked about it at the time. And to have all four of these guys, and it's even beyond the four because you're including the Casey Tuhill and F.A. Obata and even Fedarian Mathis to some extent, even though he's not doing a ton on obvious passing downs. But you see them all rushing controlled. You see them rushing in their lanes and keeping the quarterback kind of hemmed up. Even Taylor Heinicke, who does a pretty good job of getting outside the pocket, was having a little bit of trouble because you had guys that were tagging him up.
Well, William the best Bradley was when Sweat was just chasing Carson Wentz, screaming to get rid of it. That was just a funny moment.
William Bradley King did a really good job today, especially in the goal line. He was doing a great job of pinching down and kind of shooting that gap between tackle and guard and made a couple plays in the backfield there. He flashed a little bit today. It's kind of the first time that I've really noticed him, you know, making a bunch of plays, and it was good to see.
Yeah, I want you to open up about the O-line, what you've seen that you liked, what you've seen that has you worried, because Trey Turner still not practicing, and I don't know that there's any practice in sight for him. It seems like this thing could be a while. What do you like?
Yeah, we haven't seen Trey Turner, honestly, even really out at practice too much at all. But what I like is Charles Leno Jr. is the best offensive lineman on this team. I feel
– You like him better than Cosby?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel confident that they're going to leave him out on an island against pass rushers, and he can get the job done. He does such a good job on the outside, especially in pass blocking. This front five is overall a really good run-blocking unit, and especially when you have Wes Schweitzer over there at right guard, between him and Cosby on the right side, they can really road grade some people, and I think you're going to see Scott Turner, you know, take advantage of that. It's a little bit in the pass blocking that I have a little hesitancy towards, and I think it's a combination of, you know, that they're better run blockers than they are pass blockers, and Carson Wentz's propensity to hold on to the ball to the very last minute. Having Chase Roullier back there in the middle makes a huge difference, and especially because Trey Turner's out. You know, if Wes Schweitzer was forced to play center because Roullier wasn't there, then you'd be working on, you know, the Sadiq Charles or maybe Chris Pauls of the world as your starting right tackle. And, you know, no disrespect to either of them, but they're not the same level as Wes Schweitzer or Trey Turner is over there. One thing that I really...
We think Trey Turner is. I mean, he's got enough of a track record. Yeah. We just haven't seen a heck of a lot of him. I don't think we've seen him, period.
Early on in camp, I didn't like a whole lot of what I was seeing out of Chris Paul. He didn't look particularly good. Today, there was one particular play that stuck out to me because it's just an O-lineman's, you know, almost dream. JP, your guy, 91, Jacob...
Panasek.
Jumped up to try and bat Taylor Heinicke pass, and it was a pump fake, and Chris Paul just got a shot right to the ribs, knocked him to the ground. It's what every O-lineman is taught to do. If you see a guy jump in front, you strike him just below where the shoulder pads are. Maybe you knock the wind out of him, but you certainly get him in a tender spot. And he just kind of likes seeing that nasty streak out of him. I don't know that I necessarily have seen that yet, and so it was a good play. He looked pretty good today. I think he's taken some real big steps there at guard.
You know, Pete is right. You do kind of drop the microphone as you talk.
I drop the microphone after I'm done talking.
No, like while you're talking.
Is it up and down?
Well, you're like doing O-line drills over here. There's a
I'm
lot
getting
going
excited
on.
Over here. My hands are moving.
I can tell you are. Coming up next, I want everybody to know Jason LaCanfora is going to join us. Jason LaCanfora is an Odyssey NFL insider. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. I might just make you sit here because it's pleasant having you sit here.
I'm happy to stay here as long as you'll have me.
Give me some specific players I want to ask. I think it's silly to try to look at Wentz each day. I think I'm trying to look at Wentz and the body of work, the totality of it. Where are you at with Wentz now through 8 practice sessions?
I am 50-50 on him. I guess I'm kind of where I was when they made the trade for him. I wasn't the most bullish on that move because I don't like the mistakes that you see Wentz have. And you think about some of those, you know, eye-poppingly bad interceptions at the goal line when he was with the Colts last year when he threw the ball left-handed. 2 days ago, Wednesday in practice, he had a play where he had a big rush coming at him. He broke out of the pocket to the left side and just kind of underhand flicked it downfield. I hate seeing that in practice. To me, that's such a tough play to have in practice because you want them practicing good habits. And I don't want to see him getting flustered and throwing the ball away like that because Benjamin St. Juice got both hands on it, and I think he was almost surprised that the ball came at him that way. That being said, you have the other side of the coin where he makes some really eye-popping throws.
He can make elite throws, man.
And he does such a good job, especially inside the 20, of throwing the ball where only his guy can get it. So many times we've seen him throw the ball high and away to Cole Turner where he goes up and makes a play in the back of the end zone. He had a couple throws to Jahan Dotson that are just balls that the receiver is the only guy that can get it, and he throws it with so much zip and honestly accuracy that it's something that we really haven't seen here in DC in a while. And those are the plays that really get you excited about what he can be.
Yeah. The elite stuff is great to watch. There are just little kind of mind blowing misses. Like he had a miss and it was just individuals running the defenders on the field. Terry's running a little in route and it was like 4 yards behind him. Terry couldn't even get a hand on it. And sometimes it's like, You ever play beer pong and the ball just gets like stuck on your thumb and all of a sudden you jam it off the table? Like, it just seemed like one little fluky, bizarre miss.
Never. I hit the cup every single time.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. When we come back, Jason Lockett IV, I want to talk to him about Carson Wentz. I want to talk to him about the rest of the NFC East. And we got to talk about the Deshaun Watson situation. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.